This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everybody.
Bahumia.
I'm your dungeon master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
No longer scared, I can remain calm, because now I think that puppets are the bomb. Calder Kill.
Wow, blowing up your fears.
This is growth.
That's right.
And then, of course, Emily Axford.
Protector of the serpent's egg and knight of the exploding keg, Calliope Petrichor.
Yeah.
We kneel to a short king. We kneel so low.
And then, of course, we've got Caldwell Tanner.
Heidi ho, it's Saul Bouffaux, the only frog puppet that you'll ever know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
There are no other frog puppets.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
In Bahumia. In Bahumia.
Kermit isn't really a frog.
Kermit doesn't exist in Bahumia.
Yeah, that's true. Canon. Yeah.
And you don't really know him. Mm-hmm. You can never truly know Kermit.
He's ephemeral. That's true.
I have a parasocial relationship with Kermit.
Right, but you don't know him.
Yeah. I tweet at him all the time.
You hey, sweetie Kermit?
All the time.
Stay moist today, friend?
I send him super intense DMs.
Murph sends a big box of dead flies to Henson Puppet Workshop once a week.
Yeah.
For Kermit.
Yeah, you got to. Well, I was doing it once a year and then once a month and they didn't respond to me. So what am I
once a
to do?
Week until.
Yeah. Well, you know, should write back. Anyway, a little bit of housekeeping up top. Let's talk about our holiday schedule.
Okay.
Holly Jolly.
We're going to be doing something fun over the next couple weeks for the Hogladays on our Patreon.
Happy Hogladays.
On our Patreon, Emily has been DMing a four-shot for our mixed bag tier called Twilight Sanctorum. It's a noir murder mystery where me, Caldwell, and Jake play a family detective agency. I'm the grandpa. Caldwell is the dad.
That's right.
And Jake is the grandson slash son. It's very funny. It's been great. We're going to be releasing it on the main feed over the next 2 weeks, culminating with the finale on Thursday, December 28th. So Tuesday, the 19th, that's next Tuesday, we'll be releasing episode 1. Thursday the 21st will be episode 2. Tuesday the 26th will be episode 3, and episode 4 will be on the 28th. So there's going to be 2 a week. We'll be recording short rests for these, so the Patreon can look forward to that.
Whoa.
And then the mixed bag will get something different this month since Twilight Sanctorum is moving to the main feed.
Wow, twanking it on the main feed.
Yeah.
It's a holiday miracle.
Get ready, kids. It's been a joy. It has been an absolute joy
talking to Twilight Sanctorum. It's so good. It's so good. And after 2 weeks of Twilight Sanctorum, we'll do D&D Court, then be back to the main campaign on January 11th. We'll also be doing our last live shows for a bit in January.
Yeah.
January 18th, we're in D.C. for Dungeon Court. And January 19th, we'll be in Boston for an actual play show. And you can get those tickets at nadpod.com/live.
I'm pretty sure that D.C. stands for Dungeon Court, actually.
Yes.
They changed it for us.
That is
Washington
true.
Dungeon Court.
Washington Dungeon Court.
Washington Dungeon Court.
District of Dungeon Court, D.D.C.
That was great housekeeping. It feels clean in here. here.
Yeah, that was really good housekeeping.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm.
You didn't even warn any of us you were going to do that. You just came in.
I'm a pro.
It was fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. You just came in and condoed the pod. That was amazing.
I'm a broadcaster.
You,
you
reek of citrus, man. You're so clean.
Anyway, with that, let's get on with the show. Let's do a little recap.
Oh, shit. Murph didn't prepare anything.
Oh, fuck. So there's some fish or something under the water, and I don't know, Saul's brave or something.
This seems good.
Roll initiative.
Okay.
So let's do a little recap.
Yeah.
Last time, you spoke to a potential ally in a puppet bellhop who killed an Inkling Syndicate assassin at the Grand Mariner Hotel. Callie affixed the puppet's head to Foster's body.
Yes, and you made art, babes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. and you followed it to its creator's lair, a large compound full of patrolling toy soldiers. After an argument with a guard about how hot Callie is...
A wrong guard.
Yeah. You were finally let in to speak to the owner, a being named Toy Box. Toy Box revealed that he had been a member of the Inkling Syndicate, but had left once the Inner Circle began experimenting with Alexandrite magic. The strange inventor wishes to maintain the status quo so that he can continue his experiments. He feared that with Gromdahl Bronzebeard helping them, the Inkling Syndicate could destabilize the city.
Yeah.
He proposed an alliance and offered you puppet bodies that would allow you to potentially weaken the Syndicate's Inner Circle. Saul chose the assassin puppet,
Ha-cha!
Callie the brute, and Calder the powder keg.
Kaboom!
While Kenna and Riaris guarded your real bodies, you investigated the syndicate hideout in a whale fall at the bottom of the sea. However, you learned that the whale was still alive and only
not
being
cute.
Subdued. Not cute.
Mm-hmm.
Did we catch the whale's name?
Not yet. You'll have to, have to name it. Or ask its name.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, you overheard Thero Krakarn offering a plane shift to Gromdahl if he could control the whale and help them coordinate an attack on the city. Before Gromdahl could bond with the animal, however, you launched your attack with Callie the Brute, propelling Calder the Powder Keg into the middle of the Inner Circle, destroying several of them in an explosion.
Right on.
From there, you whittled down the psychic mages as Thero sent his consciousness from one to the other. Finally, as Callie's brute body was destroyed, took Thero's last backup with her. As you watched from Toy Box's workshop, Thero cast some kind of identify spell on the puppet parts and recognized the three of you. He ordered Gromdahl to redirect his efforts to you, but Gromdahl seized the opportunity to kill him in his weakened state. Gromdahl then downed a vial of Alexandrite magic, told you he was coming for you, and appeared to command the slumbering whale to move. And that's where we are now.
Okay.
So you have all seen this go down through the projector that Toy Box has set up in his workshop. Toy Box just kind of watches and goes, well, that is not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you foresee this?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
You
me
see,
neither.
Toy Box starts working a data pad on his body, and you see the projector begins showing the POVs of different puppets throughout the entertainment district.
Oh, that's handy.
You see from the perspectives of puppet guards, puppet barkeeps, puppet maids, Gromdahl seems to be rallying the troops. You see like activated sleeper agents, these big goon guys in squid masks robotically stop what they're doing and begin joining together and marching, and they're joined by smaller sea elves with these neck tattoos that are sort of, you know, lesser versions of somebody like Daedor.
Okay.
I hope everyone has their fighting shoes on.
Yeah. Just like quick question. Do all these like bars and stuff that you've been lending puppets to know that you can like remote access them?
No.
Okay, cool. I just thought it'd be a fun question to ask.
Good to know.
I didn't disclose. They didn't ask.
Right.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
great.
They just bought the puppets.
It's not a lie if you, it's an omission.
Right.
We're just going to pretend we did not know that.
I'm going to wipe that from my memory.
Right, yes. Well, it's like stuff with phones where they say, ask website, not to collect data. They ask, and I still do it.
So, I'm sorry, are these people coming to where we are right now.
It would appear that way.
Yeah,
that is the general direction.
Okay.
Great. How soon do you think they'll be here?
Let's see. You see Toy Box rushes out of his workshop and waves for you guys to join him and takes you guys through a pair of double doors out onto a balcony overlooking his front gardens. And from here, you can see that he's already... Guards here, the like toy soldiers, he seems to have an even greater control over than he does his spies throughout the city.
Yeah.
So you see that as soon as he's alerted, they're alerted, and you see these toy soldiers running around, gathering and loading up their muskets. Little cannons begin rising out of the ground as the various puppets begin to man them.
Oh shit, this is happening now, huh?
I need to know everything about this house. Are there places that we can trap them? Are there like corridors that we can lead them down to their demise?
I think our best bet is probably to keep them out, but a certain number of them will get over the walls, I imagine.
Okay.
So, yeah, any amount of traps or things like that you might have at your disposal would be great to know.
Can I just do like a general recon of this?
Yeah.
Of this building, because they're coming for us. Mm-hmm. And if there is like a strategic place for us to post up, that like it would be have to be like a single file line to come to us, or like if there were a place that would be like in a ditch or anything.
Yeah. You see that there are definitely little bunkers and stuff. There are walls that the toy soldiers are hiding behind. There are little cannons and little weapons that they're using. There are walls, and then there's this big wrought iron gate.
And what's the highest place?
The highest place would be on top of the... You guys are on a balcony right now. You could get on the roof.
Mm.
Should we go to the roof?
I like a rooftop fight. That works for me.
Yeah, great. Kind of like a Fortnite sort of get the higher ground thing. Right.
Great, yeah. You see Toy Box goes over...
Dips on Peter Griffin.
Is he in Fortnite now?
He's in Fortnite
probably,
now, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I play as Kakashi Sensei.
Sure. Well, that, I don't know, makes more sense, I guess, right?
He's buff for some reason.
Okay.
It's weird. I don't know. I saw a clip.
Yeah, you see Toy Box goes over, slaps twice on the wall here on the balcony, and you see a ladder drops down.
Okay.
And he begins climbing up and motioning for you guys to follow him.
Wait, does everyone have range stuff, though? Saul, do you want to... be on like sort of like the first line of defense?
I think what might be good is if I were the one to lead Gromdahl to us to try and separate him from the pack.
Yeah, because you are so quick.
Yeah, and okay. I feel like a big, hungry, juicy rat is going to want to just pounce right on me.
I love that.
The rat and the frog, the classic fable.
Neither should trust the other. Calder, what do you think that we should do?
The roof sounds good to me. I've got some stuff that I can use for range.
Okay.
Great. So you guys begin getting set up on the roof. Kenna and Riaris join you guys up there.
Okay, this is super scary.
Really? Yeah. You've never like hung out on a roof, like staring at the stars?
I've never seen a bunch of puppets like arm themselves and get ready to kill a bunch of people.
Can I check out Riaris's armor? Like,
yeah.
What does it look like?
Sure.
I'll check out his arms, actually, too.
Yeah, Riaris has pretty sick toned arms. They are not covered, but he has, like, a leather vest on that's going to go ahead and give him... He's got 16 AC.
Okay.
Damn, that's not bad.
Can I get a potion check? Do we have anything that we can give to Riaris?
Yeah, well, I have 10 potions here given to us by Advisor Zaleen.
Yes.
So I could give Riaris, you see, she looks Riaris up and down. I'm going to give you one potion.
Kenna, I mean, I trust her, though.
All right, you start with one. Everybody gets a starter, and then you build up.
But yeah, Riaris does not have a lot of HP, so him getting in the mix is maybe a last resort.
Do we have any tricky potions left?
I have written down that we have one poison potion and one polymorph potion. I have not checked the expiration dates on them yet. And then we have two grenades.
Okay.
Cool.
Can we give Riaris a grenade? Oh, maybe we should throw the grenade.
Great. Okay. Yeah. Riaris turns down the grenade.
I'm good.
What do you do for your triceps? I really need to know.
Just mostly pull downs. I guess I'll do skull crushers sometimes.
Oh, I love skull crushers.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah, your triceps are just enormous.
Thanks. Yeah, you just keep in like the 8 to 12 rep range for size.
8 to 12?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm more 7. Okay.
Really? No, well, I mean, you probably want to go lower for strength. You know, I'm not that strong, but like, you know, I'm kind of just doing it for aesthetics. I just want to kind of hang That's out cool. and look good and be yeah. healthy.
And you do. And you are.
Hey, thanks. You guys look great too.
You can kind of be like our mascot. We'll just like look to you and we'll get like inspiration from your great triceps.
Oh yeah, that's really good.
Okay, cool. I can just go do like a pulling motion over here if that's okay. I'll just pull on this rope. Oh, you see, yeah, there's like a bell over here. I don't know if it's like more like decoration, but I could like ring the bell and it can be like our war bell, but like I'll do like a rope pull situation so you guys can see my triceps.
Why don't you do 8 to 12 rings and 3 sets of 8 rings.
We need you to maintain a constant pump through the battle, okay?
Goes over and begins ringing this bell. And in addition to the bell, you guys in the distance begin to hear a rumble of footsteps. Hmm. And eventually you see a mob of Inkling Syndicate cutthroats in perfect lockstep, carrying torches and weapons approaching the gate. They look like an angry mob, but more unsettling than an angry mob because they're not shouting or anything. There's no emotion there. They're just quietly marching, and then they stop in front of the gate. And there's this tense moment as the toy soldiers stand ready to fire. Inkling Syndicate goons are also at the ready on the other side of this wrought iron gate. But before anyone can make the first move, you suddenly hear a deep boom, boom, boom from the south side of the property.
Okay.
And you guys are on the roof now, so you just turn around.
Yeah.
And on the other side, you see that there's like a back courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond a garden back here, you see a wall of glass overlooking the sea. And out there, you see the glossy-eyed whale is bashing itself against the glass, causing little cracks in it. It is joined by dozens of fish, including a bunch of these solar fish, but their glow has become eerie and sparse. You see sharks, octopi, all manner of undersea creatures begin flocking to the whale like a moth to flame. And eventually, you see the whale opens its mouth and Gromdahl appears standing in his dire rat form. Power surges through him as he closes his eyes and casts a spell. You see the smaller animals around him, who already look charmed, begin warping and changing, breaking down into bits of sparkling magical element as they are drawn into the whale. After the smaller fish, the sharks and octopi join as well until a surge of power vastly changes the whale's genetic makeup, turning it into a strange monstrosity that reflects the other animals around it. Tentacles and fins burst from it. It lets out a crazy sonar roar as its teeth go from dull to razor sharp like a shark's. And as it draws power from all the beasts around it, you see energy being pulled from beings inside the dome as well. Various bugs and little critters in the walls and on the roof up here begin suddenly appearing out from out of the cracks and begin essentially dying or like draining of their energy. You see the energy is being removed from them, floating out past the glass and into the whale. And as that is happening, you hear a little whimper. You see honeysuckle scales begin to crack and turn from bronze to gray as he begins shrinking rapidly until he turns into a teeny husk.
No, I got the husk. It's honeysuckle, no. But we've made such a bond together. We can help everyone. Tell honeysuckle what they mean to you.
You're so great. The way that you eat rocks, the way that you can burrow through anything, you burn into our hearts.
I love the way you wriggle in my pocket when I make you small.
Yeah, come on. Don't go anywhere. You're too cute, okay? We need you.
Honeysuckle hangs on to just enough energy to stay here. And you see he begins like rubbing into your arm, Callie, to kind of like comfort you. Like, I'm still here.
Yes, I know that you're still here. I pet it behind its ear to be like, but I'm comforting you.
Yeah, you see, Honeysuckle is basically drained of magical power right now, is still alive,
okay.
Is still around, but right now his power is being used by Gromdahl. And as the magic from Honeysuckle floats out into the sea and joins the monstrosity, it attacks the glass with renewed vigor, shattering a portion of it and sending a tidal wave heading straight for the compound. Everybody go ahead and roll in.
Oh, God. Plug your noses.
Do we still have our little nose things that we were swimming underwater with?
Oh, yes. You guys have equipment. You're not going to... You guys are going to get hit by a tidal wave, which is bad, but
right.
You're not going to drown.
Yeah. Okay.
This is bad for the halfling tourists, but we should be okay.
Sure. Also, the city has different airlocks and stuff,
right.
So it's like this area around this compound is in danger right now. It's bad for you guys for this fight. This does not mean that the entire city is flooded,
oh,
if
thank
that
goodness.
Makes sense.
Totally. By the way, I got a 1, so it becomes a 5.
I got a 12, and I want to take little Honeysuckle and be like, I love you even when you're weak. And I want to tuck him deep into close to my heart.
Aw, you take his cold little body and you put him on your heart, and you feel that he warms up as he's there, and he kind of nestles in, and you feel warmer as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You don't need magic to have my love.
You got so many more rocks to eat.
And you see that Foster is not affected by this, because Foster is a magical being.
Yeah, that's right. You come from Oberyn. You can't be fucking affected by this fucking...
And you see Licorice is protective of his brother, who just, like, shrank down.
Mm.
Licorice has already ascended and is a magical avatar. So Licorice takes on, like, a snake-like... and stands in front of you and
right,
Honeysuckle.
Licorice, that's right. Mm-hmm.
I also do that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Kenna starts hissing.
Duck team, we fucking hiss.
Wait, so is that you hissing?
Yeah, I did it right. That's how you hiss, right?
No.
I'm going to hiss too. I'm pissed off. They made the freaking worm smaller.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop.
Riaris, you can't hiss either?
Yeah, I'm telling him to stop. Stop.
Riar hiss. He's
stop.
Doing it.
Yeah, but is that a hiss? I can't. It's a word.
Saul, what'd you get?
I got a 13.
Okay, so here's how this is going to work.
Okay.
There is a little bit of a game to this. So in addition to Gromdahl and the whale, there is a puppet versus syndicate goons fight that is going to be happening on the compound.
Okay.
At the end of each round, we're going to roll to see who's winning. If the puppets win, you get help from them against Gromdahl. If the syndicate wins, he gets help against you.
Okay.
The difference in the roll determines how many attacks get through. So if you get a 20 and Gromdahl gets a 10, 10 toy soldier attacks go off against the bad guys. And there'll be a D8 of damage per each hit, and we'll just kind of divide it up amongst the bad guys.
Sick.
And vice versa if Gromdahl wins. So if Gromdahl beats you at 20 to 10, 10d8 of damage is spread across you guys.
Okay.
If you want to help the puppets and add to their modifier, you can attack the syndicate army during your turn. You make an attack roll. Less than a 16 is a miss. 16 to 20 is a decent hit that adds plus 1. 21 to 25 is a good hit that adds plus 2. And greater than 26 is a great hit that adds plus 3 to the roll. So somebody like Saul, who can do a bunch of hits, could potentially add, you know, 5 to 12 to their modifier if he focused all of his stuff. People like Kenna can also do that if you'd like to dedicate that. Gromdahl has his own system for adding modifiers. He's attempting to control them psychically, so he'll have to do like saving throws to not lose control of them or overload them. You do see that if you guys have your sunglasses on as these guys are approaching, they are starting to look more like kind of eldritch horrors. There's not as much control as there was with Thero. They're down in like the 20% range, and they shoot up to like the 60% range, and it's just all over the place. But with that, let's go ahead and launch with the tidal waves. So
right,
the popcorn is going to get soggy.
Oh, no. Toy Box goes inside to save it. Everybody go ahead and give me strength saving throws.
Okay.
Shout out to the 2 crew. It becomes an 11.
Okay.
Just a nice little 9.
Just a 14.
Everyone fails.
Okay. Okay.
Whoa, wipe out.
Everyone takes 44 damage.
Oh. Uh-huh.
The entire compound is destroyed as water overtakes the mansion. So it breaks down. As the roof breaks, you guys all fall off the roof, scattering in different directions. Saul, you land next to Riaris, who hits the ground insanely hard, is completely knocked out, and looks nearly dead.
Oh!
No!
Your triceps.
Kenna lands near Calder and looks very hurt, but is still standing.
Oh.
Callie, you land by yourself and see that as the whale monstrosity rides in on the tidal wave, it crashes into the remains of the mansion and kind of sets up in the wreckage there. You hear the toy soldiers yelling as they begin shooting off their muskets, and the Inkling Syndicate guys begin jumping over the fence and climbing in to fight. And amongst the wreckage of the mansion, Gromdahl Bronzebeard emerges and has you isolated, Callie.
You have something that belongs to me.
I don't know. Oh, like your heart. Like you have a crush on me.
I don't have a... What? No.
I see where you're going with this, and I'm really flattered.
I don't think you do see where I'm going with this.
But like, I am...
Whoa, Saul, are you watching this?
I'm trying to be like on my own so I like have better relationships in the future, if that makes sense.
You see he walks towards you, surging with this strange power, these rat-like features. And you see he points a pointy claw at you, at your chest.
Yeah.
This little worm would be a great beast under my control. Give it to me. It is useless to you now.
Useless to me? Are you fucking kidding me? But it's useful to you?
When I get a hold of it, it will be strong again.
He's already exactly as he needs to be. Perfect the way he is. With or without magic. And you don't see that. You just see what you can use in him.
He's going to take 3 attacks on Callie. First thing he tries to do is a bite attack. That's a 27 to hit.
Hits.
Pounces in and bites you for 16 damage.
Okay.
And then is going to slash down, 27 to hit on the second attack.
That also hits.
14 damage.
Okay.
And then the last attack is a 19 to hit.
That is my armor class, but I am going to add 4 to my AC with my defensive duelist.
Oh, okay. So you go up and you parry the last claw attack with your sword.
Yeah.
As he gets closer and closer to your chest and where Honeysuckle is hiding.
Give me that beast.
No way in fucking hell.
After Gromdahl's turn, that is Saul's turn. So Saul, you have crashed in the wreckage here. You just hear yelling and screaming from the different toy soldiers, like yelling out to each other. You hear the syndicate goons grunting and making noises with effort as they're fighting. And there is this giant whale monstrosity that looks like it's getting ready to attack.
Do I see Callie and Gromdahl?
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
Okay. 11.
You don't see them amongst all of the insanity going on here.
Okay. I hope Gromdahl isn't trying to hit on Callie. That'd be so awkward. I'm going to turn to Riaris and say, buddy, I know you've been doing a lot of push-ups. You got a real good pump on, but I need you to do one more. And I'm going to use a bonus action to give him a potion.
Okay, great. Riaris sucks down a potion. Okay. Ow, that's the most pain I've ever felt in my whole life. I fell off a fucking roof. Ow.
Yeah.
I think I need you to find another bell, a large bell, and just hide behind it. Be safe, buddy.
Okay. You see, Riaris runs over and just... Go, Saul!
You are the guardian of the vibe. Without you, all is lost. And then I think I took a big beating from that. I'm going to try and head over into the fray of the Inkling Syndicate guys.
Great.
And try and get a little HP back with my Touch of Death.
Okay.
So I'm just going to blast some fists.
Great, go ahead.
I'm going to blast digits.
Go ahead and give me attack rolls.
16 and 14.
14 misses, a 16 is going to add +1 at the end of the round.
Okay.
You see a goon has overtaken one of the toy soldiers and is wrestling the musket out of his hand. You go up to punch him. You just hit his like powerful lat muscle and don't do anything. But then you jump up, punch him in the face, take him out, and are able to help one of these puppets. So you guys get a plus one modifier so far.
Great. I turn to the puppet and say, ha ha! It's our rallying cry.
Fires so close to your head as it shoots somebody over your left shoulder.
And I know that you're treating these as like a swarm.
Yes.
But can I like roll damage to see if I can like reduce one so that I can get a little HP back?
Yeah, you can get a little HP back.
All right, nice.
After Saul's turn, that is Callie's turn.
Okay. I think that I'm going to try this little escape tactic that I used before. And okay. I'm going to cast greater invisibility and then face step away.
As you're wrestling with Gromdahl, you have just parried this attack. You're blocking his giant claws with your sword. It's like daggers up against your sword. Uh-huh. You suddenly disappear and the weight goes out from in front of him and he collapses forward a little bit.
Where are you? Coward, you think I can't find you?
And then I want to face step to a tree or something so I have line of sight on the fight between the puppets.
Okay. Yeah.
So I can sort of like passively help with that and be trying to hide from Gromdahl.
You get up on the a tree here that was badly damaged by the tidal wave, but still stays up. You do see that this whole area is flooding. So there's like 3 or 4 feet of water out in the courtyard here. And there's all this like debris and everything from the mansion. But this tree still stands way taller.
Would you let me also like get like pat licorice on the butt to like send send licorice in the direction of Calder?
Great.
How did you know where the butt was?
Licorice's plump ass cheeks bounce. As
he's a snake, but he has defined double cheeks.
Wow, the power of the beast lands.
Yeah, Licorice shoots out and goes over towards Calder and finds Calder.
Cool. I'm hissing like a whistle for a dog looking for licorice.
After Callie's turn, Gromdahl is going to use two legendary actions to cast a spell. You hear he shouts out over all of the chaos. Mm-hmm.
You forget, Calliope. I know the wild. I command it.
And he's going to cast Fairy Fire, but he doesn't know exactly which direction you went in. Mm. So we're going to roll. I'm going to roll it okay. right in front of you. We're okay. going to say on a 1 through a 10, he lights you up. And on
well,
11,
I still get a dexterity save. Though,
you still get a dexterity saving throw, but I'm going to say we're going to see if it's in the right direction or the wrong direction because okay. he doesn't know where you went. Okay. So 11 through 20, he does not get you. Shout That's out to the two crew. So he does manage to, he looks around, he judges where you might have hidden, he sees this tree, holds up his hand, and you begin to see fairy fire go up around you, lighting up the tree. Callie, go ahead and give me a dexterity saving throw.
This is so important, please. Dirty 20.
Okay. You right. see the rest of the tree alight, and you are able to put some of the tree in front of you, like between you and Gromdahl, so he can't see through it. So you see he looks furious. He looks up at it, and he's just sniffing around like a wild animal looking for his prey.
I don't say it out loud because I don't want to make any noise, but I think to myself, he's tried to catch a fairy with fairy fire.
I feel like I've been owned.
After Gromdahl's two legendary actions, that is actually the whale monstrosity's turn.
Oh, dear.
The whale is going to take some attacks at Calder to kick it off. Ooh. It actually has to, it's so big that it's going to disperse some of its attacks. So the first one will be against Calder. It does a slam attack.
Oh.
That is a 29 to hit you, Calder.
Is this just because I set a bomb off in your mouth or something?
The whale looks spiteful, lets out a crazy sound, and manages to hit you for 24 damage.
Okay, I'll use Stone's Endurance and try to shake off as much of that as I can.
Then it's going to take a tail attack, swing around at Saul, does it with disadvantage. Man, I'm rolling good. Sorry, guys. 28, even with disadvantage.
That's hot, man. That's hot.
21 damage to Saul. Okay. Slaps you as you're fighting against these Inkling Syndicate members.
Oh!
And then it takes one last attack. You see a tentacle bursts from beyond its skin and goes to grab Calder.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ, nat 20. Yeah. I need new dice. Sorry, guys. I'll get different ones. 20,
take those away from him.
25 damage. Luckily, it's less damage than the other attacks, but it is restraining you. So it wraps around, grabs onto you, Calder. After the whale's turn.
Okay, I think I'm going to... I have Channel Divinity Rebuke the Violent.
Okay. Fails its wisdom saving throw.
Okay, so
you see
25.
Callie casts a protective spell out on Calder. Calder, as you are grabbed and restrained, you see a shock of holy starfire shoots out from you and electrocutes this whale.
The stars are rooting for you.
Callie, wherever you are, thank you.
Then that is your turn, Calder.
Okay, wow. Ow. Licorice, you're here, right?
Yeah. How close are we to Gromdahl?
You go ahead and give me a perception check to see if you see him.
That's a 3.
You don't see Gromdahl.
Okay. Hey, let's go beat the shit out of some minions and try to turn the tides of this war.
You are restrained right now.
Of course. I still say that and then try to walk away. Oh, right.
Whale pulls you closer.
Shit.
Let me try a ranged spell then.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm going to try to strengthen this puppet army as much as I can. Okay, I love my new allies.
We love you too, Papa too.
Okay, actually now I'm getting creeped out again.
Puppets, everybody hiss.
I'll shoot 3 freezing rays.
Great. Go ahead and give me attack rolls. You're shooting just out into the Inkling Syndicate?
Yeah.
Rad.
That is a dirty 20, a 16, and a 24.
Okay, 2 decent hits and a good hit, so that is going to add +4. So right now you guys have a total of +5 to that roll.
All right.
Okay,
yeah.
I feel good about that.
Mm-hmm. Do I make a save to get out at the end of my turn?
Yes, go ahead and give me a strength saving throw.
24.
24. You managed to slip out of
slither
the
out.
Monstrosity.
The snake that I am.
Then
what is that?
Gromdahl is going to take another legendary action, but does not know where Callie is, so is going to look around and do a perception check to see if he can find the other two of you, and does manage to locate Calder.
Oh.
So you see, as you slip loose from the monstrosity, you see from out near this tree that he was sniffing around begins bounding towards you and is going to make a claw attack.
But I'm not going to put in a good word for you. I don't care what you say.
I don't need a good word.
She's just not interested.
He manages to miss. He looks rattled.
She's dating herself right now.
He only got a 17 to hit. There's no sparks, bro. After Gromdahl's last legendary action, that is Kenna's turn. Kenna was near Calder. So, so Kenna's going to run up and go,
Mr. Kilday, first off,
gives you a bonus action potion. So we're going to roll for that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. Needed that.
16 HP.
Amazing.
And then she looks at you. Mr. Kilday, where do you require the squire? Should I attack some of these goods or should I give out more potions?
I don't see Callie either. I think attack some goons.
Great. You see she takes the cover off of her hammer that Saul had given her.
She used it over
and starts cracking into some of these dudes. Gets
Do
a
you
seven.
Want me to hold that for you, Kenna? Or you want me to
That's
use it
okay.
by accident?
It doubles as a hat.
She hits once and misses once, adding another +1, so that's +6.
Hell yeah.
That is the right. end of the round
okay.
at initiative 1. Calder, you and Callie are able to see Gromdahl. You see, as the puppets and the syndicate goons are fighting, Gromdahl clenches his fist and like holds his head and looks to be commanding them. And you see these like crazy eldritch-like roots and stuff start bursting from their brains and everything, just powering them up using this Alexandrite magic super haphazardly. He's going to match you guys and add +6 to the roll. So it is a roll-off. It is +6 versus +6.
Whoa.
Who wants to roll for your guys' side?
You want to do it, Emily?
I'll do it.
18 on this side. Ooh. 8. So he wins by 10.
So close to a fucking nat 20.
Oh, shit.
So 10 attacks are going through. These guys get +8 on their attacks. Every hit is a 1d8. So we'll do it divided up. Callie's will be with disadvantage. Callie, they miss you. The nice. Goons do not manage to hit you in all of the crazy fire. They are going to go after Saul with disadvantage. Okay, 21 on the low end on the second attack. First attack completely misses okay. you. Saul, you take 7 damage.
Okay.
And then Calder, 2 attacks on you. First attack misses you. Second attack, 21 to hit. And is going to do just 2 damage to you. Then other one goes after Kenna, misses on one attack, hits on one for 6 damage. Kenna's looking pretty messed up.
Uh-oh. Mm.
That is back up to Gromdahl's turn. Gromdahl is just going to bear down on Calder.
Where is your friend?
You're obsessed, okay? It's weird.
I'm not obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with what she has.
You had me fooled.
It's not a personality trait or anything. It's just the serpents. I need your goddamn serpents.
I don't know. You have a one-track mind. You just always ask about Callie.
That's right, like, though. She has a lot.
16 to hit misses you.
Yeah.
19 to hit.
Shield.
Shield goes up. He goes to bite into you.
Whoa.
And the last one, 22 to hit.
Doesn't hit with shield.
Misses with shield. So you block 3 times. After Gromdahl's turn, that is back to Saul's turn.
Okay, I've already used the tip HP that I instantly got, so I'm going to keep an eye on Kenna in case I need a potion, but I'm just going to keep punching.
Cool. You're just going to punch the Syndicate goons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Puppets with me. Ha!
What is that noise?
Strike a serpent.
Stop. Stop.
Riaris, that's not a hiss.
So perfect. I don't know. I don't know.
It's echoing inside that bell, too.
Riaris, have you ever been around a cat?
Have I ever been around a cat?
Yeah, because your hiss sounds
I don't know what that is.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. I thought that might be the case. It makes sense. You live
I've
underwater.
Seen a cat fish, I guess.
Yeah, so it's different.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not pretty like different.
That, really. Yeah, it doesn't really hiss.
Huh. We're going to show you a cat. That's going to be fun for you. Okay, 14's going to miss, but then a 27.
27 will add plus 3 right off the bat.
Nice. Okay, I'll go ahead and flurry of blows.
Great.
So that's going to be a 24, and then I rolled a 15 on the next one, but I'm going to use my fist to inflate for another key.
Oh, shit. Sick.
All right.
That's a 4.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so Saul alone with mm-hmm. those attacks has just added plus 6.
Hell yeah.
Amazing.
Yes.
So next round is already looking better. You see that the Syndicate goons started to overtake the puppets. They're getting over the walls. They're getting into the wreckage here. They're taking over the puppets. But Saul is down there fighting multiple of them at once, like cracking dudes, killing them back and forth. Saul, if you want to do your HP thing, I'll say for every 4 hits, you can count that as killing a
dude. Oh,
dude,
that's great.
So you
great.
Can take your HP.
Bless you, sir. Thank you for this thank you for this Hogliday gift.
You know, after Saul's turn, Gromdahl is going to command the monstrosity to make an attack. So you see he closes his eyes and does a motion of like a chopping motion to get the whale to do a slam attack down on Calder. And is going to hit. That's a natural 19 to hit, which is a 33 to hit. So even with shield, smashes down into you, Calder.
Can I use my silvery barbs?
To make it reroll? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. So you see it.
All right.
You flash your tongue out, trying to like grab Calder to move him out of the way.
Right. See, that's a hiss.
Unfortunately, does still hit. I got another 19. Insane.
Yeah.
20, good job.
20 damage.
Got it.
But you do get advantage on your next roll.
Oh.
Because of the silvery barbs. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what that tingle is when my tongue is touching you. That's not poison. That's good. That's like starfire.
That's a consolation after getting slapped by a whale.
Okay. After Saul's turn, that is Callie's turn.
Okay. I see Kenna's in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go over and just make attacks on Gromdahl.
Okay.
And then bonus action, heal Kenna.
Shit. Okay.
And then hopefully try to retreat.
Great. So you pop down from the tree, run up behind Gromdahl as he's bearing down on Calder.
On my tippy toes.
On your tippy toes.
So quiet. 30 to hit.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so you slash him across the back. Go ahead and get your second attack done. We'll do all the damage at once.
Okay. 26 to hit.
Both hit.
Yes. Okay. Fuck it. I'm going to do 2 fourth level smites. And I'm going to do a botic.
Okay.
Okay, so you do a defensive flourish as well. So yeah, you feel honeysuckle is tucked into your heart down here. You feel this power of starfire surge through your heart, go out to your fingertips, charge your sword, and Calder, as you're wrestling with Gromdahl, you suddenly see the outline of a starfire sword behind Gromdahl that stabs into his back.
Oh, damn, dude, did you trip or something?
Oh,
yeah! Did you pull a muscle?
That's 76 damage.
Jesus.
Dude, I think you really tweaked something. You were just standing there, and then you, like, arched your back in pain.
This looks like, had he not taken this Alexandrite potion, that this would have killed him. You see, it stabs through him, explosion of starfire, just bits of rat meat start shooting off of him. He screams.
Save it for chili.
Oh, gross.
And a bunch of roots and muscle start wrapping around the sword and try to eject it and push it out or even make it part of his body.
Now I have you.
And then I'm going to bonus action, heal Kenna.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then I'm going to try to run away.
He's going to make a swipe at you with disadvantage.
Yeah, and my AC, oh, we'll find out.
Okay. 23 to hit.
My AC is 24.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I could have defensive flourished if I needed to.
You matrix dodge out of the way as he swings his claw around, thinking that he had you, but you manage to dodge out of the way.
And I do like a zigzag dodge, so he like hears the impact of me running one way, and then I try to hop the other way.
Smart.
You struck out,
that's
man.
That's the sound of getting rebuffed, but
you struck out.
After Callie's turn, that is, Gromdahl's going to use a legendary action. He's just going to angrily take a swipe at Calder because he can't find Callie.
Oh, dude, what did I do?
If I can't find her, I'll take the next best thing.
That's a huge compliment considering how much you love her.
I don't. I really don't.
Wow, you moved on quick.
I didn't move on from anything. I'm really hung up on this.
Dirty 20 to hit you, Calder?
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, I have shield up.
Yeah, you still have the shield up.
Okay. Yeah.
Manages to block off of it. He actually needs to do a wisdom saving throw. He has to do a DC 16 wisdom saving throw to maintain his guise here because he added plus 6. So 6 plus 10 is 16. He's got a 16 wisdom save. He passes. So he still hangs on all of his guise. He's good. After that is the whale monstrosity's turn. The whale monstrosity slam attack on Saul, slams down at him here.
Okay.
Disadvantage, still gets a 27 to hit.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Good job.
25 damage, just flops down
Fuck
onto you.
Me. Okay.
After that, is going to take a tail attack at Calder. God damn. Another natural 19, which is a 33 to hit.
Yep.
18 damage, Calder.
Okay.
And then is going to use a tentacle to wrap around and swing at Saul. Jesus Christ. That is a 30 to hit Saul.
Okay.
My God.
Does 14 damage to Saul and restrains him, holds him there in place.
Saul ragdolls for a second and then like barfs up some spores and comes back to life.
Oh, God.
So I'm gonna go ahead and lose a key point there.
Oh, you had to use your way of the long death.
Yeah. Use my key kip up.
Things. I don't say it, but Saul, I'm coming to you with a potion.
Things are getting pretty intense. I've got the potions. I can handle it. I can handle it. Rearis, we might need you in here. Okay.
Bellboy. You're the new bellboy.
Yeah, no, things are bad.
We need your tries.
Yeah, okay, Rearis is actually going to get up in the mix because he does need to help. Things are really bad. After the whale's turn, that is Calder's turn.
Mr. Kilday, things are really bad.
You know what, Kenna? They are. I think some people, yourself included, could use some potions.
No, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. A squire is supposed to inspire. Do not worry about me. I will get potions out to people. Although I can only get them out to two. So if you think more than two people need them, then that's all you.
You do inspire me. Yeah, you inspire me every day.
Calder turns and is going to attack Gromdahl 3 times.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
A natural 1.
Oh.
A 19. Oh, so close. A 19 and a 22.
A 19 and the 22 both hit.
Hell yeah.
Great.
Oh yeah, he's around.
Great.
Yeah. Wrestling with you, kind of like overpowering you for a second. Then there's this staggering attack from behind him. And then you use that momentum to push him forward and start stabbing into him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I just realized you're probably just fighting me to try to impress Callie, and that's really the wrong way to go about it.
I don't know how we got on this. I don't know how we got on this.
I think we got on it because you're on it.
I'm going to action surge and attack him three more times.
Yeah!
That is another 19, a 24,
hits.
And a 23.
Yes.
All three hits. Woo. So that what is that, five hits total?
Yeah, five total.
82 damage.
Whoa!
The two of you fill Gromdahl with fucking holes. You yes. see his big hairy body is coated in blood, and he's screaming and looking like a trapped animal, just hissing in all directions.
That's fucking our thing.
Shit. Okay, now you are actually looking like Callie's type, which is a little bizarre.
And then after all this, I think I'm going to hop on Licorice and hiss to run away. Because I am very, very hurt.
You're going to talk all that shit, do all that, then just run away?
Yeah. Sorry, I don't understand.
You see, Kenna goes to reach her hand up. Mind if I get a ride, Mr. Kilday?
Hop on, Kenna. Hi-ho!
Great. You scoop Kenna on. You guys disengage on Licorice and are easily able to get 60 feet away.
Amazing. And the last thing I'll do is second wind to get nice. Full HP back.
That is Kenna's turn. Mm-hmm. Kenna is now pretty damn far away from Saul, unfortunately. Saul is restrained.
You need to take care of yourself,
Saul,
Kenna.
I think, is going to have to like pop himself back up.
Kenna, don't you dare get a potion to me. You just drink those yourself, okay?
Okay, well, okay. Not totally going to listen to you, but I'll sort of listen to you.
Pops one, shoves one in Calder's mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Do the full 20 HP with an action.
Nice.
Yes.
And then we'll bonus action, instead of using another potion, we'll bonus action give a Squire Inspiration to Saul to add a D4 to all his saving throws and attack rolls this round.
Nice.
So that can actually do a lot for helping out with the puppet fight and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, tight.
After Kenna's turn.
I'm mad about this. Use the potion.
That is Riaris's turn. Riaris is hurt.
Oh, wait. Why did you come out?
Riaris is going to run in up to the restrained Saul, is going to use an action to feed him a potion that is going to be 20 HP to Saul.
Nice.
And then he is just going to stand there and is just trying to pull you out of the tentacle. So we'll kind of be like kind of giving you the help action.
Gotta get out, dude.
All right, keep flexing.
This whale's a no-go. This whale's a no-go.
The muscles are purely
it's
aesthetic.
It's not okay. Oh, yes. There's nothing wrong with the muscles being aesthetic. The problem is just that like the weird roots that are coming out of it that are attacking people that I'm not vibing with.
It's just like, I feel like you need to mix in some of the like the toning exercises with the strength exercises. You can't just do one.
After that, the puppets versus the syndicates are going to go at the end of the round.
Okay.
Gromdahl is getting furious here. He is going to bear down and add plus 10, making his wisdom saving throw even harder.
More like rat
you
down.
Guys have a plus 6, so let's go ahead and do a roll off here. So plus 10 versus plus 6. Okay. Only a natural 9, so that's 19 on our end.
Okay.
As a 3 becomes a 9.
Okay.
Someone else should roll
that's
instead
another
of me.
10 attacks that get through
no.
as the goons continue to overtake the puppets.
All right.
So we'll start with Callie, disadvantage because you've got greater invisibility up. On the lower end, a 24 to hit. They roll really
24
well.
24 is what my AC is at because of my defensive flourish, so I'm going to defensive duelist on top of that,
wow.
becoming a 28.
Okay.
Oh
my God.
So they do manage to randomly, a goon is just like shooting a blunderbuss into the general area that you might be, and you manage to deflect it with your sword. Second attack completely misses with disadvantage. It's going to go after Saul. First one misses. Mm-hmm. Second one does hit. That is 4 damage, Saul.
Okay.
Not too bad. They just kind of whittle at you if they keep hitting. Next two are going to go after Kenna. Hits for 8.
Oh, man.
After Kenna, they're going to take 2 swings at Calder. Both of those are going to hit.
Good.
Just 5 damage total. I rolled a 1 and a 4 on the D4, so 5 damage total.
Amazing.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
And then two are going to go after Riaris. You see two goons come over trying to get him off of Saul. First one is only a 15 to hit. He has 16 AC.
Yes! All right.
Oh, sweet vest, dude.
Good job with that vest, Riaris.
And then he just gets hit for two. So you see Riaris gets punched in the back of the head, and he goes, ow! Ow, that's the second most pain I've ever felt.
That's right. Use it, Riaris.
You guys are starting to teak me off.
That's right. It's happening.
Oh my God. Riaris levels up in battle.
Yeah, he starts to get in the face of the two goons that were swinging on him.
Is Riaris a barbarian? Is he about to rage?
Shit, I don't think he's ever been mad before.
I fucking love when a chill guy gets aggro.
I'm ticked off. I'm so ticked. I'm freaking steamed.
Oh my God.
Channel your rage, Riaris.
Gromgal is then going to have to do a wisdom saving throw and passes, even with a high DC.
Damn it.
He keeps it going. That is Gromdal's turn. Calder has run 60 feet away. You see that, much to your fucking horror, Gromdal gets down on all fours and uses 60 feet of movement to run to you.
Whoa, dude. Oh my God.
Just a giant rat running so fast, jumping from like plank to plank as the water floods all around you guys.
You're acting like Callie's not here right now.
And takes, first claw attack. Only 15 to hit and rolled a natural 3. So no go. 21 to hit?
That one hits, yeah.
Okay, that is 15 damage, Calder.
Oh, man, you're being so weird.
You're being weird.
25 to hit on the next one.
Yeah, that hits too.
9 damage.
Okay.
Then that is the end of Gromdal's turn. Saul, that is your turn.
I feel like we cannot lose any more ground against the Syndicate. I'm just going to keep staying in the fray.
Okay.
I'm staying in the fray.
You're the best one to do it. You've got inspiration from Henna.
Yes.
You are restrained right now, so you do have to escape.
Mm. Okay. Is that a strength? Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
One of my bullywug abilities.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Slimy skin.
Yes.
Okay. Ooh.
Yes.
So we'll let you do a dex saving throw. And you do it with advantage because you're slimy.
Riaris, look away. I start secreting so much ooze.
You see, Riaris tries to be supportive. That's awesome, man.
Calliope lets out a horrified gasp.
He starts sweating so gooey.
I'm hot. I psych myself up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so this is going to let me use advantage on escaping or resisting a grapple.
Great.
Nat 20!
Slip right out.
Yes.
You make it makes a disgusting fart sound as you slip out.
It sounds exactly like Gak. It's so Gak-like.
Awesome.
All right, so I'm out. Then I'm going to head right back into the fray. So that's a 28 and a 22. I'm going to go ahead and inflate my fist again and add another D4 to it.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Right on.
That's going to be a 28 and a 25.
Okay. Cool. So that is a +3 hit and a +2 hit. So that's +5 on just two hits. So you crack and you do manage to, you can get your temp HP.
Hell yeah.
You manage to kill another guy and you are beating up several goons, helping the puppets get their ground. You see one puppet was trying to get the cannon set, but was getting beset by all these goons. You knock a bunch of them off of him. He gets up. Thank you, Papa 3, and starts taking cannonball shots.
You've got it. And as I'm in the fray, I'm going to use a flurry of blows, attack a couple of the other Inkling Syndicate guys, and I say, you got to talk to your boss. He is coming on way too strong to my friend, and she is not into it.
Wow, so everybody's intense.
Just making insane guttural sounds.
Two more attacks. Okay, that's going to be a 22 and a dirty 20.
Okay, that is another +1, another +2.
Great.
So +8 total for that round for Saul. So Saul is really putting a dent into the goons.
Just a frog lawnmower down here.
After Saul's turn, Gromdahl's going to use a legendary action. You see, he turns from you, Calder, and motions for the whale to swing at Saul while he's turned around fighting. That is a natural 1. I'll say the whale gives you quarter cover. Just swings a little too high.
So funny, Merv.
I just hug the whale's tail.
Yeah, you're just under it. Yeah.
It's okay. It's not your fault.
I give the whale some of my slime.
After that legendary action, that terrible legendary action, that is Callie's turn.
Okay, I think I reach deep into whatever connection I have with Oberyn and being like, if I attack the whale, is that just going to hurt it further, or will that help free it from this manipulation?
You feel a sense in your chest from your heart, and you get it. It's a little bit from Honeysuckle. It's a little bit from maybe Oberon. You get the sense that this whale can be saved.
Uh-huh.
And even if it was hurt in this form, it could still be repaired, possibly by somebody like Ursia.
Mm.
But Honeysuckle kind of opens your body up towards Gromdahl, and you see that this whale has not been very hurt yet, but Gromdahl's looking fucked up, and he's sort of the linchpin in all of this. You don't know that this whale would be attacking everyone, even in its monstrous phase, if Gromdahl was not commanding it to. Mm-hmm. And you see Gromdahl is, fur is red, bleeding through. He's so hurt.
Yeah, so he's 60 feet away from me, so
yes.
I can't get there unless I could whistle and have Licorice come get me.
Yeah, I would allow that.
You would allow that? Okay, I whistle.
I fall off the back of Licorice.
Whoa! Just bucked me off.
Gromdahl's going to take his opportunity attack.
Okay. Okay.
That whistle. It sounded exactly like a hiss.
Shout out to the two crew. That's only going to be a 14 to hit. That still might hit.
That does hit Licorice.
Does hit Licorice. Licorice. Okay, 13 damage.
That's exactly how many HP Licorice has.
Oh, no. You see Licorice bursts into starfire as... Gromdahl swings through it.
You fuck. Okay, the only thing I can do to Gromdahl is a ranged thing because I can't get to him.
Okay.
So I'm going to cast a 5th level Shatter on him.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that's pretty good.
That's what I can do. So
yes,
that is a constitution save.
Okay. Fails.
Nice. He is actually going to burn a legendary resistance to just take half of this because he is on. And I will say his legendary resistances are very important to him because he needs to use it to hang on to A, his own mind, and B, the minds of all of his followers who he is commanding right now.
Okay. 37 damage.
Okay.
I rolled so well.
So 18, rounded down. Callie, you see Licorice is slashed through and disappears.
I think the starfire sort of like disappears, then rumbles and rumbles like an angry, retributive thunderstorm.
You cast this shatter spell, and you see Starfire expands his muscles as he screams and grunts as things begin to explode around him, doing great damage to him. It looks like mortal damage is done to him. You see sprays of blood coming out around him, but he is controlled by this Alexandrite magic right now. And he is going to do a save to stay alive. Okay. So you see that with that attack, he's gone down to -1 life, so it's an easy DC. So you see he does stay alive. You see his neck, like, it looks like his neck breaks at, like, an unnatural angle. There's this, terrible crack on this movement. And you see he drops down, and then his body begins shaking and reforming. And you see Calder, especially you being close to him, see he's taking on, like, strange Alexandrite features, like his face begins to like smooth at times and stuff as Gromdahl fights to get his own sentience back. You see Gromdahl's face forms again and he gets himself back together. You hear a snap and he stands back up. But Calder, for a second, you saw Alexandrite's face in his.
Wow, little taste of your own medicine, huh?
He looks rattled.
And I am going to bonus action eat a healing potion.
Okay, great.
You eat it?
Yeah.
It's you don't have to chew the Miss Petrichor.
I think it's like gone a bit bad, so it's really sludgy. So I do have to chew it, yeah. And then I'm also going to run 30 feet closer to this so that I can potentially next turn be close enough.
Great. He is going to... Man, the fact that he can't see Callie. He hates Callie so much.
You came all this way to see Callie, and it's just not working out.
Yeah. He is going to, once again, just throw up a fairy fire and try to find Callie. So we'll do, again, same trick. We'll roll a d20. On a 1 through a 10, he is going to hit you. That's a 3. He hits you. Go ahead and give me a dex saving throw.
Nat 20.
Jesus Christ.
You can't see her, man. She doesn't want to see you.
Casting fairy fire on a fucking fairy.
You see this ball of green energy. He tosses it in your direction. It explodes, but you're already gone by the time it gets there.
Yeah.
let's call it, okay? You blew it.
You see Gromdahl is looking around like a trapped animal. Like, he looks crazed right now. His eyes are, like, bulging, and he's losing control of himself. You see some of the goons, like, their brains and stuff are just exploding as he's kind of losing control over them, or just surging power through them too much.
Grommy, baby, there's plenty of fish in the sea. Just fuck a fish.
Yeah. What?
You really could.
I don't want to...
Wild shaping driven.
Yeah.
I've played one before.
It's within the realm.
After Callie's turn in the legendary action, that is the whale's turn. So the whale slam attack on Saul with disadvantage misses. Slams down onto you, Saul. You dive out of the way. We'll take a tail attack on you. Whips around. That's a 24 to hit you, Saul.
Oh, that does hit.
17 damage, Saul.
Okay, still up.
Great. Saul stays standing. You, like, crash into some of the wreckage of Toy Box's house here. You see Toy Box is out here, is just, like, controlling the toy soldiers. Sorry, I know I've been quiet.
It's okay, you're good.
I'm also despaired that they destroyed my home.
I'm assuming that you're, like, integral to the battle that I'm not.
Yes, exactly.
Do you have, like, insurance or anything like that? Or?
No. Oh. This might not surprise you. I'm a libertarian.
Didn't have to say it. Yes. I kind of intuited it.
And then one last tentacle attack. Super long tentacle rips out and fires down the battlefield at
Calder, and that is a 23 to hit you, Calder?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, Calder, you are grabbed for 16 damage.
Got it.
And restrained there.
Cool.
After the whale's turn, Calder, that is your turn.
Okay, so with being restrained, if I want to attack, am I doing it with disadvantage?
Yes, you would normally have disadvantage, but you do have the silvery barbs from Saul, so you'll be rolling flat.
Right.
I think everybody's on their last legs. I'm just going to swing wildly because it seems like that's the shape this fight has taken.
Great, yeah. You swing in. Let's do damage for these one by one because he's got to do saving throws. It's almost like concentration to stay alive.
A 28.
Hits.
Ooh.
So give me the damage on that. So you stab into him. He already looks like he should be dead from his wounds. You just stab into a hole that's already there and slash out, and it just makes it look worse.
I think you're dead, dude. I really think you're dead. Just lie down.
I'm not dead. I'm not dead. I'll tell you when I'm dead.
I think just lie down.
That's 14 damage.
Okay, 14 damage. We'll do a DC 14 wisdom save. Passes, stays up.
Okay. Next attack. This one has disadvantage.
Okay.
That is a 16.
16 misses. He has 17 natural armor. So blocks it.
I'm more dangerous than ever.
One more.
That is a 23 even with disadvantage.
Great.
I'll roll this damage, and then I'm also going to use the glory of the snow helm to add 2d12.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. Okay, yeah, you see Calder's helm powers up, and like before, except instead of the power of Ultras, it's the power of Calder himself and the things that he learned in that like snowy plain. You see his skin takes on like a frosty condensation. Ooh. As power surges through him and he stabs into Gromdahl.
The power of glove.
And with Callie's help, I'm able to keep a cool head in battle. And that's going to be 31 damage.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah.
All right, now has to do DC 31 wisdom saving throw. Got a 25, so fails, has to use a legendary resistance.
God
so
damn.
That time, you like very merely behead him, and you see as like a flap of skin keeps his head on, he surges power to begin rapidly repairing it. But as his face once again takes on more Alexandrite-like features, Calder, you can begin to hear her voice mixed in with his spell incantations, and you can just barely make out. Battle outcome unfavorable. Prioritizing data collection.
It's learning about us. Delete. Control Alt Delete.
Yeah. Ask App not to track. Ask App. I cast Ask App not to track.
Ask App not to track.
That doesn't mean they have to not track. Toy Box yells.
How does it not mean that?
You're just asking. I know. After Calder's turn, that is Kenna's turn. Kenna's going to try to give a potion to Calder.
Yes.
So refills you, Calder, for 20 HP, then is going to give, you know what? She'll give a help action. She'll kind of like hold her bonus action, help action, to give it to the next person who attacks Gromdahl. So she gets ready to like flank him. After Kenna's turn, that's Riaris's turn. Riaris just starts attacking the goons. Is just going to try to help.
My man.
Was that a hiss?
And is going to add plus two.
Yes, Riaris.
So you guys have a plus 10 this round.
Riaris.
Okay.
Kicked off Riaris. I'll take it.
I love it.
At the end of the round, you guys have plus 10. He is going to try to, he sees his guys starting to get overrun, and he is going to try to match you guys, even though it's going to make the wisdom save tough. So it's going to be plus 10 versus plus 10. So you see this surge of power from him as his goons begin getting pumped with this unnatural power, as you guys have Saul and Riaris helping, fighting off all these guys, along with the puppets and Toy Box.
Do you guys want me to keep rolling, even though I've been rolling bad? Like, is it like, oh, well,
yeah, let's see this through.
Ride
yeah.
the train. Okay.
Okay.
It comes in threes.
Okay. So I'll roll first to set it.
That's a nat one.
I just have to not roll a nat one.
So that's 11.
12!
Oh, oh shit.
So 22.
Okay. Shout out to the
22. Yes.
22. All right. Okay, so that is...
Shout out to the 22 crew.
11 attacks go through. So you see, yeah, the puppets hold up their muskets and begin firing at Gromdahl.
Woo!
And just for simplicity's sake, I'll roll the attacks, but you guys can do the damage, rolling 11 attacks.
Nice.
That is 7 hits. Go ahead and roll me 78.
All right.
30 damage.
Okay. We'll need to do a DC 30 wisdom save with a 28 fails.
Oh my
has
God.
Has to use his last legendary resistance.
Okay.
You see his body is full of musket balls. and just begins popping them out and shooting them out.
Dude, just go home.
This could all be avoided if you just fucked a dolphin, man.
I don't know why.
I don't follow that logic, but I love it.
I don't.
It's taken me on a ride that I don't understand, and I'm loving it.
Top of the round is Gromdahl's turn. Gromdahl is just going to bear down on... it's got Calder here, restrained. Nat 20. With a bite is 31 damage.
I'm still up.
Damn. Okay. It hits on the second attack, the claws. That is 13 damage.
That will bring me down.
Okay. Oof. Slashes Calder down.
Oh.
And then holds up Calder's unconscious body, holds his claws to Calder's neck.
Petrichor, show yourself.
Okay. I think a brisk wind comes and my body sort of like rematerializes as if like deposited by sediments on the wind. I'm here. Why don't you put him down if I'm what you want?
You see, drops Calder, rushes
for
you.
My last words are, so desperate.
takes his last claw attack on you. His shoulder dislodges from its socket as he goes to swing at you and only gets a 16 to hit.
That
you're
misses.
Able to dodge out of the
that
way.
That misses.
After Gromdahl's turn, that is Saul's turn.
Okay. I'm going to turn to Riaris and say, you've shown a new side of yourself. You're no longer Riaris. You are the Riarbarian. And I need you to rage hard and battle these fucking squids until there's none left.
I'm
okay?
annoyed.
That's right.
I'm going to go into an annoyance. I take quarter damage now. I'm annoyed. So teed off.
These peeves.
See, I sense a subclass brewing.
Barbarian of the peeves.
And I'm going to use an action to get up to where Calder is. And then I guess I'll use my bonus action to drop a potion towards
Great.
Him.
Great. You pour a potion, cradle right. Calder's neck.
I'm birthed through the helmet. All right, I'm here, buddy. Here, drink this or chew it, whatever you prefer.
Dude, you got slime all over my helmet.
Calder,
just drink it. It's healthy.
You unfortunately wake up as Saul is birthed out of the helmet.
Why? Why are you so sticky and gooey, man?
After Saul's turn, Callie, that is your turn. You've got Gromdahl up on you.
All right, I'm just going to take my attacks on him.
Okay.
First one to hit is a 29.
That hits.
Nice.
Third level smite. 26 damage.
He will do DC 26 wisdom saving throws. Plus 9 to this roll. Has to get a 17. Gets an 11 Cali finish Gromdahl.
Yes!
Yes! I think I lean in so close and be like, you're not the one I want to send a message to. I'm talking to her. And I want to lean into the Alexandrite face and say, collect this data, as I gut him like a fish.
No, no, this is evolution. This is evolution.
Yeah, your evolution ends here. Guess you weren't the fucking fittest since you fucking worship that so much.
You stab through him.
I will also take out Honeysuckle and just have him look Gromdahl in the eye and say, Gromdahl, any parting words?
You see, he's just trying to like bite at it. Just this angry, angry animal just trying to snap at anything around him.
Oh, Honeysuckle, any parting words for you? And I put his little chomping mouth right on Gromdahl's heart.
You see, Honeysuckle starts to gather magic and
burrows himself into Gromdahl's chest. Nom, 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 nom.
Eat, king.
Gromdahl clutches his chest as Honeysuckle pierces through him and comes out the other side. As he does, all of the monstrosities around you guys, all of these goons and everything, you see brains start exploding. There's just these surges of power that can no longer be controlled. You see a bunch of them explode, a bunch of them just drop, and the battlefield gets weirdly quiet very fast. And you see this giant monstrosity that was just formed, this giant whale, begins to break apart. You see the octopi again, you see the sharks again, you see the fish. They just begin like flapping in the shallow water here.
Oh, dear.
As they all break apart. But Callie, near you, you see that as Gromdahl drops, he once again takes on the smooth face of Alexandrite, and as he's letting out his last raspy breaths, you see her casting some kind of spell.
What?
Searching through his mind.
Are we out of initiative? Can I like?
Yes, you're out. Okay. You guys are out of initiative. The battle.
Then
is
I'm gonna cast detect thoughts to figure out what she's looking for.
Okay. As you go over to Gromdahl's body, Alexandrite is calculating that she is not strong enough to take over the city of Sunair right now. They already tried that. She has stopped thinking about ways to overcome the Octo Magi, and has instead locked into things in Gromdahl's mind. Mm. Images of how quickly Gromdahl was able to gather all of these beasts and stuff down here. She wasn't able to get the humanoids, but Gromdahl was able to use her power to get all these beasts. She's got this new inherent kind of understanding of nature, and it begins to open Alexandrite up to a new idea. You see, she's searching her own archives, the archives of the Mothership Corporation, mm-hmm. the memories of her employees, and she begins recalling things about the Fey Wild, and specifically memories of Gromdahl scrying on the Fey Wild and his obsession with getting to the Fey Wild. And the storybook nature of it has in the past led to some strange realm-wide events. Magical items and curses have a strong effect there. Mm-hmm. In fact, a Summer Queen once had her heart broken and froze her entire court.
Yeah, Queen Cirilla, we all learned about
it. Right, you all learned about it in school.
Yeah.
So it stands to reason to Alexandrite that if Alexandrite could get a hold of the Summer or Winter Queens, all in their dominion would follow. You see, she begins running the calculations on this, and the numbers start looking a lot safer. The Feywild starts to look like an actual good option to gain an army. Her plan was to make Frostwind her target because it's so isolated, but it also has a big military presence. There's legendary dwarves and giants, a lot of adventurers and heroes. Success is not guaranteed. See, she's running calculations, trying to quickly figure out how to get to the Feywild. She can't cast a plane shift big enough to bring her entire army. She can't get far enough south to Marengate without moving in the complete opposite direction, and that's going to take a lot more time for people to gather information on her and everything. There is another planar rift in the frigid north, but it has been closed for a long time. If only there was a key. She searches her archives and sees that the rift was once opened by the King's Hammer, a legendary weapon of the dwarves, but that was taken away from the frigid north and is now on the astral plane with Hardwon Shorefoot. However, the dwarves weren't the only ones who had a key to open the rift.
Okay.
The giants have one too. Where is the giant's key? Where is the giant's key? You see numbers and data spin out as she searches.
Look at fucking the hat on Calder's head.
Yeah.
I look at the fucking glory of the snow helm.
You look at the glory of the snow helm, and you see a matching image in Alexandrite's mind.
What's going on, Kelly? Do I have something on my face?
I'm just staring at you agape.
Oh, it's all the slime from before. Sorry.
Holy shit.
She narrows
Holy fucking shit, Calder.
On a small village in the frigid north.
What did I do?
What?
In the ruins of Old Mount Forge. In the village is a frozen waterfall. Beyond the frozen waterfall is a deep series of crystal caverns. There, behind a wall of ice, is a blue dagger, an ice knife, the key.
Oh.
The plan begins to come together. Alexandrite will bypass Frostwind, travel to the ice knife in the frigid north, collect the relic, then open the rift, move on to the Feywild. From there, She needs only to kill the queens of summer and winter in the Feywild to take over the entire wet realm. From there, they'll have enough power to spread to the material plane. She runs the numbers on this. Great plan. Gromdahl dies.
Calder?
Yeah?
We need to get to the frigid north. There's an ice knife there that can get Alexandrite to the Feywild. Do you think you can navigate the frigid north?
Been waiting to show you guys my hometown for a long time.
Calder, you did not know that there was an actual ice knife.
Was that just like a play on words? It's not like a figure of speech?
I thought it was just because the wind was so cold that it cut through your wool like a knife. I didn't know there was an actual physical object. Did you see where it was?
Yes, Calder. Do you remember from your childhood a frozen waterfall?
Yeah, my brothers and I, we'd play at the frozen waterfall. We used to climb the giant icicles.
It's in, like, caves beyond it.
So
I've never gone into those caves, but I can get us to that waterfall.
Okay, then you're on navigation duty, because the second we leave this town, we're headed there.
I hope you guys have jackets.
You see, the magic disperses from Gromdahl, and all of the animals from the whale monstrosity go back to how they were. They get in the water of this flood and are just kind of like treading water, trying to wait until they can get back in.
Let's help them get up there.
Yeah,
can I lift a shark back into the ocean? Yeah.
I want a shark chase me.
Yeah. I want to have an octopus in each hand, like a cheerleader, like cheerleaders' pom poms, and be like, "Rah, rah, go home."
Yeah, you see, after a moment,
into the water.
There are it is not completely lawless here, so you do see after a bit. Now that some of the glass has been breached here, you do see that there are some city officials that show up and like telekinetic mages and stuff start sealing that up, start getting the animals back outside. But you see, as they're sort of cleaning up after the battle, you see that the world begins to go dark around you. And for a brief moment, the area around you begins to look like the green plains of the Beastlands. The water beyond the glass looks like the dark, starry night sky where you first met the Serpent Queen. And on the ground, you see where the new, still kind of like small now, honeysuckle that is just starting to get its power back begins to refill with magical energy. And as he's filled, he eventually bursts into starfire and jumps up into the sky, joining and becoming a constellation with Licorice. You see, joins its mother, the Serpent Queen, and brother up in the sky there, and they begin floating happily through the stars.
Oh, goodbye, honeysuckle.
Oh,
can we call on you from time to time?
Oh, he's going to be eating asteroids and meteorites now.
You see, in the sky, Oberon's face appears.
You have done well. His tether to this world has been broken, but he still has a part to play in saving it.
Yeah, I think he's quite fond of Calder.
You see, the constellation of Honeysuckle swims through the sky, but an avatar appears in a flash of starfire next to you, and you guys see the dispersed Licorice, who had been destroyed, also appears. And now they are both summonable.
Fun! Do they have different abilities so I can choose which one I summon?
They do have slightly different abilities.
Cool!
Yeah, so we can still burrow. Oh.
Yeah, so the honeysuckles can still burrow. So you see a honeysuckle wraps around you, now still healthy.
Honeysuckle, have you met her? Have you met your mother? Oh, she must have been so smitten with you. She'd be a fool not to be.
Think about the snow tunnels we're going to dig with this guy.
Oh, that's true.
You see, Oberon up in the sky continues.
There is one serpent left. It has only just hatched.
Has it?
And there are already those who wish to bring it harm. The machines march towards the Feywild. It is not a matter of if there will be destruction. It is a matter of if we will even have a world left to rebuild. go now to the ice knife. And that's where we'll end our session.
Oh, wow.
God.
All right, we're going home.
Mission.
I'm actually relieved that we're not going to Frostwind because all that talk of heroes and warriors, can a girl stay single?
Yeah. I mean, if you, yeah, well, you're still going to get a chance to meet Calder's brothers.
True.
You're
probably gonna fall
Oh, yeah. I could see Callie and Gowan being a thing.
So dangerous. So dangerous.
Let's, you know, let's all have sex in Frostwind.
Great. Let's do it.
Let's go to the coldest place in Bohemia and get horny.
Yes.
Sweet. You'll hear us talk about this over on our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet. Anyway,
we wish you a merry holidays.
Okay, sure, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Perfect. That one. Really good. Yes, reminder, next 2 weeks, we're going to have 4 episodes of Twilight Sanctorum. So be on the lookout for that. And we'll be having short rests for those. We've also got our live shows, nadpod.com/live, DC and Boston. Get your tickets now. Anybody else have anything they'd like to plug?
Yeah, I'm going to plug Scavenger's Reign. It's an animated show on Max. We all historically love Max.
Love this. We love what they're doing.
Specifically their treatment of their animation.
Yeah, that is the thing. They are just desperate to scrape any animation from their platform. So please go watch the show because it's really special. It's a real cool sci-fi animation that I really am enjoying. So go check it out.
Great.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Maybe what you can do is like do a free trial, just watch that, then cancel so you'll get data that people are only coming for the cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Only come for Scavengers.
I also have something to plug. I did a bad job. I should have done this 2 months ago, but I started a new podcast with Amir.
That was a while ago.
I forgot to plug it. Check out Segments. It's my new show with Amir Blumenfeld, Hugo himself.
Wow. What's the pitch for it?
It's a show that just changes every 10 minutes, and it's a brand new segment. So every single episode, there are 5 new podcasts within each one.
Wow.
Thrilling. I
wasn't
going
to listen until you said that.
Thanks for asking me to pitch it, because I bet nobody else was either.
Sweet. And you can follow us on social media that we may or may not use, at CHMercyMe, at Caldy's Caldwell, at Axford's Emily, and at Jake Roberts is Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We wish you a merry holidays and a happy blue year.
Happy blue year, everybody.
And now it is time to thank our benevolent Council of Elders. Brad D., Jeffrey S., Lord of the Fjord, Hugh C., later Mick Skater, Matt M., Cutter W., Feared Al, Jeff C., Daniel G., Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Danny P., Vincent W., Victor T., a.k.a. Balnor's Boy, Void's Friend, Justin I., Danny Danster, TJ M., Treylay the Cray, Christopher B., Damiel R., Jordan L., Cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, Stevie Wags, the guy who gave Caldwell a Flintstones graphic novel in Milwaukee, wishing you all a happy Bananksgiving and a Merry Crittermas. Thank you very much. Princess Yar, Dory S., Jack L., Nicholas C., the star of every film ever made in Bohemia, now back in action after Union victory. Samuel B., Mike H., Alka Smeltzer Plus, Great Value Gemma, Adam G., Tyler F., Knee Badger, Panama, James, Heradrian, Rex Daniel, The White, Diana DLL, CC Lulu, Hercule Poirot, The Rabbit Folk Detective, Reiko, Tucker's Wife, Lynn Michelle, Calder Comes Cold, hashtag CCC Forever, Stay Frosty, Fairy, Followers, Taylor B., The Vengeful One Winged Angel, Cass, Skateboard Cass, Steven, Sees Stevens on the Seas, C, very nice, Mike K., Lady Taco and Team, Incredulity, Joy T., Jake L., Nick W., Swashbuckling, Swag Snagger, William W., Big Bad, Beardo, The Mad, Anorama, Percival, Frederickstein, Von Muscle, Klawowski, De Rolo, The Third, Magdalene, The Mad, Adam, The Simple, Dimples, J. Dragonborn, Vincent, Synonymous, Gauche, okay, The Sandrean, Ben A., Dave H., Catherine S., David K., Christian S, Ryan D, Dustin S, Danny F, Hawkeye Pierce, Bookvar's assistant, Izzy F, DPC is awesome, Sean the Shade Trees Mechanic of Zelbeldar, Summer R, G, Cat C, Misa of House in Zunza, Ariel the Occasional Mermaid, Selena N, aka Valacy Raptor, Be Perky Always, Pat L, Maxwell J, Lauren H, Nolani, the Coffee Barista Brewing Fighter of Linpiel and Bahumia, Ryan Stokes, the Bone Duster, Annie, the Feywild Therapist, sorry, last time I changed my art handle, I promise, Skillful Ferret, okay, you can change it as many times as you want, but Connor Savage, Salil, Weed Goku 69, aka Trevor G, Leviathan, Bioquart 7, Amber Dextrous, Sullivan H, Trubhop Dropper, Jack H, King of the Mole People under Iron Deep, Lindsay W, Valen, Carlin C, Emily S, Saul Slimy Spunk, hashtag release the filthy guppy cut, James G, Everything Bago, the Eladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger Stripey, Daddy Master Dandy, Han, the Green Teen, Eric B, Marcos Jordan P, the Occasional Crit Reporter, Learns the Balance Druid, Dakota JP, Frida M, Pago self-proclaimed Fae King, joined in macabre matrimony, they will never know a lonely day again, as long as I draw breath, Tracy P, the Crick Elf Librarian, Maggie S, Holly Hyena, Leah Hunter H, Pixel Stars, Akash Thakar, Andrew Crick Planeswalker, Stuck in Crick's New World, oh dear, Dufinius, Cal, just Cal, Russell H, a monk named Dilgo, yes the whole thing, yes every time, Swim Deep, Through the Mountains, Face Giants, Fire and Ice, if only for beans. Keychains, Pentium 2, Processor, Lorelion, the Succubus, and Kira, her busty queen, Matt M., your friendly neighborhood, Yaunt and Yunkle, Andrew and Sid, John Adams, yes, like the president, Meg the mail carrier, manager of Bohemia, James F., Jimmy A., M4L, Austin S., Wayfarer, upon returning to their fave flower shop, found it completely overrun with trolls. What will they do now? Shane C., Barpo Good Barrel Bard, Barian, Tari, Rhymes with Jabari, wishing her wonderful husband Ryan a happy first anniversary. Thank you for critting on my heart. Sweet. Welshlander, Garrett G, One Big Curd, Mr. D, Dana the Daisy, Ethan B, Havi the Half Orc, Renee the Monster Captain, Gabrielle W, Box Clifton, Olivia the Enchanting Bard, who was working hard on her audition for the lead singer of Mountain Crows, Winter Slade, Riley S, Fico, Angry Wheat, Garrett H, Anthony, the raddest of dudes who secured his Carnegie Hall tickets for himself and his lovely partner, Josh, the finest of dudes. Hope you guys had a great time. Josh H, Caleb LS, fairy followers are celebrating, hashtag CCC, I love Sunny, me too. Cantrip Dumbledore, the bear onesie wearing barbarian, Lexi H, MJ, the BFG, drinking tea by the sea, the very merry whale guy, Rathmodius, OG, 1K, no B, hell yeah. Mama Belle, the silver serpent herself, Keenat, Smell the Wizard, very good, Derek D, Tristan the Talentless Hunk, Leon K, legendary hero of Bohemia from a future campaign, BTA Workshop, Shenanigans O'Connor, Mios the Great, Alex K, Joshy P, the Public Enemy, Joshua S, Alexander, Linz W, Angel La Pamela, the Forever Vindicated, Emma S, Red, the Reforged, Warforged, executive producer Dick Wolf, creator of the upcoming series Law and Order Bohemia, starring the lead bullywug actor David Hasselhoff. Very good. A cat napping in a sunbeam, listening to a podcast. Hard One's Hot Hump Gunk. Shelby, now upgraded to Kenna's second favorite sprite girl, rumored to be at this year's Crickmas Jamboreen Jambalaya. Okay. Jackson R., official Ned Flanders, Troy D., Blaze, future King of the Pirates, Blake H., searching for a sweet blue hole with his bestie, Big Bev, Lloyd the Christmas Rat, Pawpaw Sky Days, Meemaw Sky Days, oh, it's V, Tommy W, Mike and Lisa, sending love to y'all, Haley the Human, Megan N, the Big M, Stephanie of House and Zunza, Jake's Ramen Shop, RIP Melchior the Brave, Lion and Warrior, who even cares about the rest of the party, Karjish, Benjamin A, Sacrificial Otaku, pen name for Callie's cousin who discovered anime and is trying to spread the word all over Bohemia, Jiggy M, Mickle A, Angie A, Josh H, Sir Reginald P. Funkmeyer Jr., the third Esquire PhD. Okay. Froki, the Two Crew Blue Through, Jacob K, Maple the Shy Bookworm, Ashley, Seth E, Billy Batson, Tori the Blind Bisexual Dragoose, Sock Monkey Bob, Edelweiss the Charismatic Arcane Trickster, Jackal the Angel Dust of the Party, so he'll suck your dick. Okay, you wrote that. You wrote that, not me. I just read it because I have to. Michael Lyle Sprawl the Second, Cobbers, and of course, Nova Cry. Thank you, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.